You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I mean, it's great that they're so keen to have me, but Wednesday. I thought I'd at least have a week or so to get myself ready.
Ready how?
I just, you know, mentally. Maybe do a bit of research so I could hit the ground running. It's real now, though. And I'm worried about my near side rear.
You what?
My tyre on my car. I've been meaning to have it replaced for ages, and now I'm going to be driving all that way every day.
What? If you've got so much to do, why did you agree to start on Wednesday?
Well, Louis said Monday at first. I didn't want him to think I wasn't keen.
But Stella, look, you know you're going to be brilliant at this job, don't you?
No, I don't know any such thing.
How are you doing there, my girl? Still nothing.
Was she in labour when you looked in earlier?
Yeah, she was. Doesn't seem to have made much progress since, though. Let's take a look at you, shall we?
I tell you what's really bothering me.
What? Oh, whoa, it's all right, girl.
What am I going to do with Cleo? I mean, I told the rescue centre she'd be coming into a stable home environment and then I get this job at the other end of the county.
Well, I thought you might say that.
Well, she's still too new to leave on her own for any length of time.
So I've got a suggestion. Oh, wow, this calf's got a huge head.
If you're going to offer to have her during the day, that's really sweet of you, but she's not ready to be around livestock.
Oh, no, I know. So I spoke to Gran and Leonard. They said they're happy to look after her until you get things sorted.
Oh, really? Well, that would be amazing.
In fact, they said it might be an idea to take her around for a bit beforehand. Let her get used to the farmhouse and to them.
That makes sense. Oh, they're good, aren't they?
The best.
Do you know where they are now?
In the house.
Because if they haven't got anything planned, maybe I could drop around now.
It's worth asking.
Yeah, drop Cleo off, go and get that tyre fixed and see how she's coped when I get back.
That would be two less worries for you.
So, how is this one doing?
Not good. I think she's going to need some help.
Have you tried one of these, Alistair?
What, are they for general consumption?
Yeah, we're experimenting with them as a bar snack inspired by pinchos from the Basque region.
Can I have this one?
Yeah, dig in. As long as you're okay with anchovies.
Oh, love them. Mmm. Ooh.
I'll take that as a favourable response then.
You certainly can, Ian.
Another?
No, I better not. Don't want to spoil my lunch.
Well, you're eating here?
Mm, indeed I am.
Great. I can particularly recommend the beef and truffle Wellington.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
I mean, if you're okay pushing the boat out a bit. Beef's so expensive nowadays, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, that's no problem. Lunch is on an old vet school buddy of mine, Ray. He's doing well for himself, so...
Right.
Yeah, he runs a small animal practice in St Albans. Treats a lot of pampered pets, you know, the sort of thing.
I get the picture.
And he read a review of Grey Gables.
Did he know?
Mm. Thought it was time we had a catch-up.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right, Brad. What is it?
Message for Ian, actually.
Yeah?
Dane's asked me to go around all the staff. Just to remind everyone, not on essential duties, that it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I hadn't forgotten.
In the ballroom?
No.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Dane's latest bright idea.
Job shadowing.
Okay.
We're all going to be shadowing, like, each other's jobs.
Yeah, I gathered that. There's a sort of clue in the title.
I don't know why he's got to make such a fuss about it. Assembling us all in the ballroom.
Well, there's going to be this big draw. See who gets paired with who.
Like the FA Cup. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, we'll leave you to it. I'll see you in the ballroom later then.
Yeah, I reckon.
Hello?
Alistair?
Yes?
Oh, it's Pip, the out-of-hours service redirected me.
Yeah, I'm on call this weekend. What can I do for you?
I've got a heifer in labour. We've tried all the usual stuff, but the calf's not budging.
How long's she been in labour?
It's about 8 this morning.
Oh, I see.
And she's completely exhausted now.
Sounds like she needs help. I'll be right over.
It was when I saw the blood that I really started to worry.
Oh, it's such a big calf. Let's hope that's just from her straining to deliver it.
How's she doing?
We're definitely going for a C-section, Paul.
Oh, yeah. On it.
Let's prep her then.
Just one thing. In the rush, I came out without my wellies.
Oh, that's all right. You can borrow some of Dad's.
Oh, thanks, Pip.
Yeah, they're in the farmhouse.
Be as quick as you can.
I will.
I'll get on and sedate her.
It's just as well Alistair's mate didn't read a review of the Flower and Produce Show.
Was there a review then?
No, not as far as I know, Brad, thank goodness.
Didn't go according to plan, did it?
Not unless the plan included a bunch of wedding guests demolishing the baked entries, no.
I heard Oliver ain't that pleased with Dane at the moment, is that right?
Oliver's far too discreet to tell me anything. But, I suppose the good news is, I'm guessing, Grey Gables will be staying away from village events for a while.
Yeah. We don't want any more poisonings, Ian, do we?
What do you mean, poisonings?
Well, not actually poisonings, but, you know, nearly.
Well, who was poisoned?
Only nearly.
Okay, who was nearly poisoned?
The vicar.
Alan?
Ain't you heard about this?
What happened?
Well, he started to eat, courgette, was it?
At Grey Gables?
Sort of. Well, in the marquee, like.
What, so this would have been at the second Flower and Produce when he was roped in as a judge?
Him and Dr. Malik, yeah. And that was really lucky, because she realised it was poisonous, and she stuffed her hand down Alan's throat and dragged it out.
What?
That's what Jazra said, anyway. Although, he weren't actually there, so I don't know how he knew.
But this is terrible!
Alan was all right.
But, look, that's not the point.
And it weren't like it was in the restaurant.
Look, also not the point. How many people know about this?
A few, I guess. Most of the staff. Half the village.
And nobody thought to tell the head of food?
Yeah. When you put it like that. I'm sorry. If I'd realised...
No. It wasn't your job, Brad. No, here's Dan and Oliver now. Excuse me.
Ian, wouldn't it be better to wait until after the... Oh, bother.
Yeah, a bit more.
I'm trying.
That's it. Just a bit more.
Are you sure the incision's big enough?
I don't want to cut her more than necessary. The good news is, yeah. I don't think the mother's going to bleed out.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Here it comes.
Oh, yes!
Well done, Paul.
Here's some straw for its nose.
Thanks, Pip. Come on.
Come on.
Breathe.
Please.
Yes!
Oh, thank you, Alistair.
Got yourself a heifer calf.
What a relief.
Looks in good shape, considering, too. So, can you sort her out, Pip, while we close Mum up?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's mine. Would you mind, Pip?
Oh,
my jacket.
No, not at all.
Right-hand pocket.
Right, message from Ray.
Oh, thought it might be. What does it say?
No problem. Have eaten your lunch as well. Huh. Smiley face.
Oh, well.
Do you want me to reply?
No, I'll do it later.
Okay.
Ray, isn't that the guy you were at vet school with?
Yeah, the same.
Does that mean you've missed your fancy lunch at Grey Gables?
Oh, can't be helped.
Well, Alistair, I'm so sorry. Is there any chance of you still getting there?
No, not really. I've got to suture up the uterus.
Then individual layers of muscle.
And the connective tissue and the skin.
God, I feel terrible.
Ray will understand. He knows what vetting's like. This sort of vetting, anyway.
Well, when you're done, at least let me make you a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Pip. That'll be great.
So, Oliver didn't realise Dane hadn't told you?
Yep.
Was he angry?
Oh, he was angry, all right.
Ooh. When you all came back in, Dane didn't look his normal self.
No.
You could see he'd had...
The hairdryer treatment?
Well, yeah.
No more than he deserved. Mm.
Any road? What about that draw, then? Lily shadowing Teresa?
I'm not sure I know her.
One of the housekeeping staff.
Right.
And Trent shadowing Maddie in the office.
No, that should be fun.
And you shadowing me. Who'd have guessed?
Mm.
You'll be able to learn all about the life of a porter.
Yeah. Can't wait.
You're making quick work of that sandwich, Alistair. Would you like another one?
No, thanks. It's very welcome, though.
How about you, Paul?
Huh?
Would you like a sandwich? It's ham and pickle.
Oh, it sounds great. But I better not.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's just, I can't find one of my trainers.
Clara! Full house.
Hi, Stella.
Hiya. So did you have to call these guys in?
Yes, but the mum's doing fine, thanks to them. Fine. And we've got a healthy heifer calf as well.
Oh, brilliant. It hasn't gone down the back of the box, has it?
No, nothing there.
What are you looking for?
Paul's lost a trainer.
Just one?
Well, yeah. I know I left them here because I borrowed David's wellies. But when I came back, there was only this one.
Ugh, Cleo.
Huh?
Sorry?
My new dog. Where is she?
In the sitting room.
Right.
Gran and Leonard are watching a film.
Cleo, what have you been up to?
Why better not?
Sorry?
You said you'd better not have a sandwich. I have washed my hands, you know.
No. It's just that we're planning a big meal. Me, Lily and Josh.
Oh, right.
We do it on a Sunday if we're all around.
All mucking in together?
Well, no. We tried that and it was a disaster. So now we just do one course each. Or one of us does the main, one the veg and one a sweet. Mm. Or a cocktail or something.
Mm. Oh, sounds great.
What are you planning?
Well, I'm doing ribs with barbecue sauce. Mm. And Josh is planning some roast veg thing and Lily's on pudding duties. Mm. I've requested a sticky toffee pudding, but with cream. Definitely not custard.
A man after my own heart.
How domestic of my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Well done him.
Well, Josh isn't the tidiest in the kitchen, but he's actually not a bad cook.
I can't see a trainer in the sitting room. Was it white?
Well, yeah, like this one.
Leonard thought he saw Cleo running around with something white in her mouth, but he couldn't be sure.
So it could be anywhere in the house.
I'm really sorry, Paul.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Look, rather than you waste time now, we'll have a proper look round.
But I'm sure it'll turn up.
And when it does, I'll drop it over. So maybe you can just borrow a pair of David's shoes to drive home?
Paul doesn't drive, do you, Paul?
No, I cycled here.
I didn't realise.
No, it's all right. We can put the bike in my car.
Well, I'll have to take the wheels off.
Oh, fine. Thanks for the sandwich, Pip.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay to go now, Paul.
Let me just get my shoe on.
We can still lend you some of Dad's shoes.
No, it's fine. I'll hop.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry.
Not to worry.
Bye, then.
Bye, and thanks again, both of you.
No problem.
Oh, how mortifying.
He was very nice about it.
Well, that almost made it worse. He hopped out of here. This isn't going to work, is it?
What isn't?
Doing this job. I can't even sort dog care without it becoming a disaster.
You're not really talking about the trainer, are you? That wasn't a disaster.
What do you mean?
Yes, it was a bit embarrassing, but it's also quite funny, and it's definitely not the end of the world.
It makes you think, though. If I can't even do that simple thing, what chance do I have with this big, new, unfamiliar job?
You're overreacting, Stella.
No, I'm serious. Maybe I should just stick to what I know. Straightforward farming.
More hedge trimming today, Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to get on with Whiteacre and Broadbank this week.
Oh, good, eh?
Broadbank?
Yeah.
Just remember the deer paddock runs along some of that.
Oh, yes, good point, Rory.
And the stags are rutting at the moment.
As you can probably hear. But as long as you stay on that side of the hedge, they won't give you any trouble.
Don't go walkies. Yeah, I get it.
Indeed.
Probably won't get that far today, any road. Em's got the day off, so we're getting Will's place ready for, George. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't know if you've heard. Stella definitely isn't coming back.
I hadn't heard, no. Mm.
Yeah, she's decided to take up an offer from North Borsetshire Farmers.
North Borsetshire Farmers? Is that like a co-op or something?
Not in the conventional sense. It's a whole cluster of farms who have all agreed to work together on projects to improve the environment.
Oh.
It's a whole lot of farms, which means they can work on landscape-scale initiatives.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yes.
So does that mean you guys are permanent now, managing the farm, like?
Probably.
Well...
Yeah, no, it's something we have to discuss.
Sure, yeah. Well, best of luck with it, whatever happens.
Thanks.
Well, I'm going to crack on. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, for sure.
Yeah, that's fine. See you.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, it could still work, you and me.
Wasn't Stella going to be the magic bullet, though, in persuading Brian to retire?
Well, there was more to it than that.
More to it how?
Well, he really is starting to get the message that he needs to retire for his own health, to enjoy his life.
Well, that would be some conversion.
Well, let's face it, you managed this place for years.
Me and Brian. You saw for yourself how much he still doesn't listen to me.
Yeah, but he listens to me.
Yes, the golden boy.
I wouldn't say that, but for whatever reason...
We both know the reason, Rory.
Well, anyway, I've been thinking about this all weekend. I really want to learn all there is to know about farming. Be your apprentice, if you like.
Okay.
Take courses, study in my spare time.
And you think that might be enough to finally persuade Brian to step back?
Well, it's got to be worth a try, hasn't it? I mean, that's if you'd be happy working with me like that.
Absolutely.
It's been pretty good these last few weeks, hasn't it?
I think so.
Then, shall we go for it?
What have we got to lose?
Oh, brilliant!
What's brilliant?
Oh, hi, Alice. Nothing, just...
Adam and me managing the farm.
Adam and you?
Yes.
Oh, till we get a replacement for Stella?
No, permanently.
We would have to see how it goes. We're really only just formulating the idea.
And, well, is Dad on board with this?
We haven't spoken to him yet.
But he knows it's time to retire.
And we'd have to have a trial period to see how it goes.
But I could definitely see it working long term, couldn't you, Alice?
Well,
we do need to speak to Brian about it. He's popping into the office later.
Oh, when?
12:30, I think he said.
Great, we'll talk to him then. Oh, Alice, I nearly forgot.
What?
Happy birthday.
I know there's plenty of time yet.
No, it makes sense as you got the time off. It's really only just a few days. It'll be here before we know it.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Oh, me neither, Em.
So, what do you want me to do?
Oh, I want to make sure George has got all his favourite food waiting for him here.
Well, he'll be grateful you doing his shopping for him.
I don't mind, just this once.
Oh, good, Garibaldi's.
And I've bought all the stuff to make a big lasagna for the meal at Grange Farm.
Oh, George will love that.
So I'll take that over 2 hours later. But could you ever think about the party on the Friday, Ed? I've got these nibbles for that.
Not that George's mates will be much bothered about that sort of thing.
I know, but can I put you in charge of the drink?
It's mainly going to be beer, isn't it? Some ciders, maybe.
And soft drinks. A lot of them don't drink alcohol nowadays.
I don't think that applies to George's crowd, does it?
Amber said she's inviting everyone from his year.
Really? How many is she expecting?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Will's place ain't exactly massive.
Yeah, we do need to have a word with George. I don't want to spoil his fun, but once we leave them to it, it cannot get out of hand. Mm. Got to think of the neighbours.
Especially Tracy, just over the road, given what the party's celebrating.
Well, with any luck, she'll be working that night. Oh!
I thought I heard voices.
Amber.
Didn't realise you were in the house.
Oh, that is a lot of crisps.
For the party.
Oh, you don't want to bother yourself with that, Emma. I said I'd organise everything.
No, what? I was at the supermarket anyway.
Did you get this bedding there too?
Yeah.
No need. I have been zhuzhing up George's bedroom.
Have you?
Come and have a look.
There we are then.
What?
Email from Justin to all board members confirming he's going to resign. And Damara will liquidate all its holdings in BL.
Well, that's no surprise, is it? You knew it was coming.
Well, you'd never tell with Justin, though. He does love a bit of brinkmanship. There's a tiny part of me still wondered if it was all a massive bluff.
But this time he's serious.
Well, if he wants to take his bat and ball home, let him, because to be honest, I'm sick to death of it all. Anyway, give me some good news.
Well, that's why we're here, actually, Dad.
The week going in okay?
Making the most of the weather, yes. But we wanted to talk more in macro terms, if you've got a few minutes.
Of course I don't. Macro terms, eh?
What it is...
Oh, you're here already.
Hello again.
I thought we were meeting in the pub, Alice.
Yeah, I know that's what we said.
Well, come in anyway, Donny.
Thanks.
I'm treating my favourite youngest daughter to a birthday lunch.
Very nice.
Is there any chance we could eat a bit earlier, Dad?
Yeah, I expect so. These boys want a word with me and then I'm all yours.
Oh, okay.
So, far away then.
Yes, well, it's primarily Rora's suggestion, although I'm fully in favour. So, perhaps...
Sure. It comes off the back of Stella's decision to move on. I know we'd been talking about a sort of three-way arrangement, but the farm ran very successfully for years with two people managing it.
Two?
You and Adam.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So, to be honest, maybe three would have been overkill.
You seemed very keen on it last week.
But situations change, don't they?
So what are you saying?
I want to really step up. Do whatever it takes to become a proper farmer. Learn from Adam, Debbie, you, external courses.
Well, that's commendable.
And together, Rory and I are confident we can manage this place extremely efficiently.
You two?
Yes.
So that would exclude me?
Well...
No, absolutely not. You'd still be the senior partner. You'd be involved in all the big decisions, the strategy, but we'd be doing the day-to-day management.
This is coming a bit out of the blue, isn't it, Alice?
Well, actually...
We did mention it very briefly to Alice this morning.
Did you know?
And just in principle, I've spoken to Debbie and Rory's spoken to Kate.
And?
If you're okay with it, they're okay with it.
I see.
But you probably want time to mull it over.
No, No, actually, I think it's an excellent idea.
You do?
A new generation of home farm finally being established.
Wonderful.
Well, quite frankly, it's about time.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
You know, I think this calls for a celebration. Why don't you two join me and Alice at the ball?
Oh,
You can spare an hour from drilling, can't you?
I guess, as long as it's all right with Alice.
Yeah, of course.
Fantastic. Let's get going then.
Ta-da! What do you think?
Blimey.
It's very different.
You could say that again.
Sorry, it's one of my followers.
Oh, right.
Just wanting to know where I got the lamp from. So, yes, I was going for bougie but still comfortable. A cosy nest for an engaged young couple.
All those posters have gone, I see.
Replaced with Formula One-inspired graphic prints.
Yeah, they're pretty neat, actually.
Still very George, I hope. Just a bit more sophisticated than it used to be in here.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Emma. That duvet set, it really wouldn't go.
No.
Have you kept the receipt? I'm sure the supermarket will take it back.
Looks like they'll have to.
It's quite a transformation, isn't it, Emma?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to take this on the landing.
All right.
Hello? Emma?
Yeah?
I hope I haven't offended you.
Offended me? How?
Please don't take any of this as criticism. I just want it to be perfect for George.
So do I.
Well, of course you do.
And I've got to say, Ambrid, this looks really classy.
Oh, thank you.
You've got wonderful taste.
I do try.
No wonder people follow you on socials.
Oh, thank you, Emma. I can't tell you what that means to me.
You've really thought about it, not just made it girly.
So, do you think...
Yeah, I reckon George is going to love it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, is everything all right?
That was Meg Mellor.
Oh, no.
Things ain't looking good for Bartleby.
Rory's just checking on the pie of the day.
No, I don't fancy a pie.
So, everyone's up for this Scottish jaunt, then?
Oh, it seems so. I understand even Jacob's coming round to the idea.
Oh, really?
I wonder which bit of luxury baronial castle made him change his mind. Something the whole family can agree on at last.
Kate's session has finished, so she's on her way.
Good, eh? So what's the next step, Adam?
Well, Rory's going to check everyone's availability.
Excellent. And then book online, I suppose.
Oh, no, this place is far too posh for that.
Mm, yeah, you have to ring and speak to the... what did Rory call him?
The Factor.
Yeah.
The Factor, indeed. Very Robert Louis Stevenson. I saw Ed trimming our hedges on the way here.
Yes. We had a bit of an awkward moment this morning, actually.
In what way?
Unsurprisingly, the Grundys are getting things ready for George coming out of prison.
Well, they would be, I suppose. When is it? This week?
Next week. Oh. Thursday the 9th.
That's very precise, Alice.
Oh, the victim liaison officer let me know.
Ah, right. Well, I hope when he is let out, he has the decency to keep a low profile.
I'm into that.
Can we talk about something else?
Sorry, Alice. Yes, let's focus on this auspicious moment in the history of Home Farm and this family.
Have you decided yet, Alice?
I think I'll just have the soup.
Is that all?
I'm not really very hungry, Dad.
So, you're a soup, Brian's the gammon. I'll just see what Rory's having.
We'll get them to add it all to the tab.
Yeah, will do.
Well, quite a momentous day.
Mm.
You are happy with the arrangement, darling?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm. I mean, well, it makes perfect sense. Adam's such an experienced farmer.
And Rory, well, he's keen as mustard, isn't he?
He's that all right?
Quite a chip off the old block.
Is Meg really sure?
Well, she's getting a second opinion, but they can't spin it out much longer, she reckons.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, the other vet's coming tomorrow. They'll make a decision then.
Oh,
well, we got to be prepared for Bartleby to be put down by the end of the week.
Oh, no.
Poor George.
Yeah, I know.
It'll break his heart.
I could see it coming, you know.
Could you?
Yeah, obvious, Brad, wasn't it? As soon as they put Freddie Podger in charge, bloke couldn't run a bath, never mind a cricket team.
Lily was helping him.
Yeah, a fat lot of good that was going to do. Lily knows as much about cricket as I do about nuclear physics.
Anyway, George...
You seen Poppy today?
No, sorry.
If you do, tell her happy birthday from me, will you?
Okay.
And say I hope she liked the jewellery box. I made it special in the workshop.
I guess I could pop over later when she's back from school.
Oh, yeah, mate, that'd be sick. Thank you. So,
George?
Yeah?
It's good you phoned today. Well, not good, but... Thing is, there's something I've got to tell you.
Go on. Spit it out, mate.
It's Bartleby.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, George. The woman from the, you know, the sanctuary place.
Meg Mallor.
Where he's been living. She spoke to your mum and Ed yesterday and she confirmed it this morning. She'd got two vets in and everything.
Bartleby.
Well, you know how bad he's been, mate.
Of course.
They can't put it off no longer. It'd be cruel.
So, when, then?
They're going to give him one really nice last day. But tomorrow, they're, you know...
Going to put him to sleep?
Yeah.
Well, we knew it were on the cards. I mean, he is really old.
He is, yeah.
The oldest living pony in the world.
That's right.
We'd be really lucky to have him this long. Lovely old fella. And he must be in pain.
He is, mate. Yeah. They wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Yeah. And if he's suffering, it wouldn't be right to keep him alive. Not just so. Just so I could see him one last time. I'll get it.
Everyone's going over tomorrow to say goodbye to him. All your folks.
That's nice.
Your mum and dad. Ed. Eddie and Clary. And Amber's going to go too.
Is she? That's dead sweet of her.
And, well, I thought I could go and all.
You? What about your uni work, though?
Oh, I'd only be missing one lecture. I can catch up online.
If you're sure.
Totally. This is more important. I mean, it's only going to happen once, isn't it?
You're right there.
So, I thought I could kind of represent you. I mean, I know it ain't the same as you actually being there.
No,
but,
man. That'd be...
If you want me to, I mean.
100%.
Okay, then. I will.
Ah, oh, Brad. You're a mate. You really are.
Oh, thanks for joining me, Brian. I can imagine things are fraught at the moment.
Yeah.
George Grundy will be released soon, Lillian tells me.
Yeah, next week. Thursday, apparently.
I imagine you're all bracing yourselves.
Oh, something like that.
After what he did to Alice, it's going to be... difficult to have him swanning around the village.
Justin, if you have something to say, please get to the point.
Very well.
Although once you'd sent that email, there doesn't seem much to add. You're abandoning BL. End of story.
No, it's not the end at all. There was a time, not so long ago, when I had nothing to do with BL.
Don't you want to get that?
No, it's only Kirsty.
Well, answer it if you want. I don't mind.
No, you can go to voicemail. I'll deal with it later.
Can't imagine she'll be particularly happy with your decision.
Well, why on earth not? It isn't going to make much difference to Rewilding Ambridge.
If you say so.
Anyway, where was I?
Having nothing to do with BL.
Ah, yes. So, actually, see, we're simply returning to the status quo ante.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
Brian, I must confess I'm a bit surprised to find you like this. Almost disappointed, if I'm honest.
Disappointed.
I know you're not happy with my decision, but I expected more fire from you, more fight.
Oh, I'm sick of fighting, Justin. Sick of it. This drama all the time. It's so tiring.
Yeah, well, every life needs a bit of drama now and again. It gets boring otherwise.
Well, I've had enough drama, thanks very much. I just don't care about your antics anymore. I'm done with you.
Oh, I'm genuinely sorry you feel that way.
Are you?
I know you and I don't agree on the principle of rewilding.
All I'm saying is producing food is what farmers should do.
I knew that my recent new direction would cause conflict with the board, but I always thought you were the sort of man who could distinguish the business from the personal.
Like a mafia boss, you mean?
Because if I lose touch with the rest of the board, well, that's life. But you and me... we're family. No, I'm quite sincere. You're important to Lillian, which means that you're important to me. Not just because of Lillian, actually. I haven't forgotten when she and I had our little contretemps a while back. You letting me stay at Blossom Hill Cottage.
Well, that was hardly a raging success, with you hogging the bathroom all the time.
Nonetheless, I mean this from the heart, Brown. I'd be terribly upset if a simple business disagreement were to damage our personal relationship. I hope you know that should you ever need help or support, you could always count on me, not just as a quasi-brother-in-law, but as a friend.
Yes, well, no, I'm not saying I'm never going to speak to you again, Justin.
Oh, that's a relief. So, before you finish that coffee, can I explain the original reason I wanted to talk to you?
Go ahead, then.
Well, as you may know, the shareholder agreement stipulates that anyone selling their shares in BL must first offer the existing shareholders a chance to purchase them.
Yes.
So, this is a superb opportunity for you.
For me?
Yeah, to really get into the driving seat.
So, is there anything you'd like me to do? I don't know how well he's eating, but maybe take some food that he likes.
Extra strong mints. He can't get enough of them.
Extra strong mints, Jack.
And he loves a digestive biscuit.
Okay.
No, even better, a honey sandwich.
Honey sandwich?
Great-granddad Joe used to give him one of them as a treat when he'd been really good.
Yeah, I can do that.
And,
Yeah?
Can you take a photo? A few photos. Him on his own and some with family too. And you, I want you in some of them.
Of course I can.
You're a good mate, Brad. Like Bartleby was.
You all right, mate?
Yeah. Don't you worry about me. I'll just have to find my own way of saying goodbye to him, won't I?
Yeah.
Give him a pat from me, though.
Oh, I will.
Mr. Grundy, could you end your call, please?
I ain't finished yet, miss.
Yes, you are.
Just give me a minute.
Hang up the phone.
I can't. They're going to kill my pony.
I said no.
Brad, sorry, mate, I gotta go.
We'll do right by him, I promise.
I know you will. I know he'll be in good hands.
Mr. Grundy, I won't tell you again.
Okay. Bye, Brad.
See ya.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Never mind about that. Come with me.
What is it?
Cell search.
You're still just playing with me, aren't you?
What? No, I assure you I'm not.
By Damara's stake in the company? Talk about cloud cuckoo land. You know full well I don't have anything like that kind of money.
Yes, of course, I know that. I'm not suggesting that you purchase all the Damara shares in your own right.
What then?
No, what I have in mind is that you could put together a consortium of investors which you could lead. And thus, you'd gain effective control of the board.
This sounds very Machiavellian.
Not at all. Using other people's money to achieve your business aims, it's the very principle of leverage.
But why me?
Did you hear what I was just saying? You're important to me, Brian.
Oh, I thought you kept business and personal matters separate.
But more than that, you're a first-class farmer.
Yes, exactly. I'm a farmer. That's all I've ever wanted to do. Not play these silly political games that you seem to enjoy so much.
No, politics are often necessary.
I had quite enough of that when I was BL chair.
But this is not a game. I still have the future of the planet in mind.
Oh, please, don't make me laugh.
No, it's true.
Who do you think's going to make up this consortium, Justin?
Well,
I mean, who... Who's got money to invest nowadays?
Oh.
It'll be mining companies, defence contractors. Some man-child has invented the latest app. They're hardly going to save the planet, are they?
You won't find nothing. They won't find nothing, Cal. We're squeaky clean, ain't we?
Mm-hmm. Keep it down, Mr. Grundy. It's just routine.
I mean it, miss.
Just let us do our job.
Because if anyone said anything, they're lying. There's some people in here out to make trouble for me.
Right. Something in here?
What's that?
Oh, well, you tell me.
I ain't never seen that before.
Well, it looks like a shank to me.
Oh.
Made out of a sharpened toothbrush.
Honest, that ain't mine.
Oh, I got an evidence bag, Mr. Evans.
Someone must have put it there. Miss, please, you've got to believe me. Cal, I tell you. Tell him, Cal.
You can call witnesses at the hearing.
Hearing?
There's going to be a full investigation. In the meantime, you're going to be put on report.
No!
I'll get you a form DS1 to fill in.
Please, miss, why would I do something like
you
that?
You can put it all down on the form.
My time's up next week!
Yeah, well, we'll see about that, won't we?
Rory did speak to you about the maize harvest, didn't he?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
And you're still available for trailer duties?
Blocked it out as soon as you told me.
So we should be starting on Monday, Ed?
Monday, right. Just me and my tractor, though?
Yes, we'll use home farm trailers.
Cool. I'm glad I caught you both. I wanted to say, I was expecting to be able to put in a full day on the hedges today.
Oh, yeah, how's it been going?
Oh, yeah, great, no problems. But I got a knock off about 1 o'clock again.
Like Monday?
Yeah, sorry.
Is there something we should know about?
No, not really, Adam. Nothing like that. It's just... You remember Bartleby?
Well, the pony? Well, for sure.
Well, I don't know if you know, but for over a year he's been at a horse sanctuary.
You took him round the village before he went. Of course, I remember.
Yeah, well, it's final tour, like.
So...
Oh, sorry. Well, the old chap's not been well lately. It's just come to the point where it's kinder to put him down.
Oh, Ed.
That's sad.
Yeah. So the whole family are going over there to say goodbye, like.
But presumably not George?
No, we're all gutted. We was hoping that Bartleby would last until... I know you guys ain't bothered about that. Why should you be?
Morning!
So, any road?
Yes, of course, Ed.
I can do a good 4 hours today. I'll be back first thing tomorrow.
That's fine.
Great, thank you. You all right, Brian?
Never better, thanks. Well, how are things?
This is early, isn't it?
Is it?
Why are you here, Dad?
I was awake, so I thought I'd pop over. I passed Stella on the way. Off to that new job of hers, I guess.
Right.
Anyway, I woke up thinking about the maze.
All in hand.
In fact, we were just confirming Ed's booking when you arrived, weren't we, Adam?
We were indeed.
And the wheat?
We're well on schedule.
Has Adam explained to you about the progressive drilling?
With the milling wheat, yes. Planting over several months so we can spread our resources more evenly over a longer growing period.
That's absolutely right. Well done, Rory.
I'm learning from the best.
So, it looks like you've got it all in hand.
Mm-hmm, me and Adam.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You don't need me for anything.
Not this morning, Brian. I'm giving Rory a lesson in cover cropping.
Good idea. Well, it seems I have some time on my hands.
Well, why don't you make a start on that book?
Well, which book's that?
The naval one I gave you. C.S. Forrester. You said you hadn't got round to it yet.
Oh, yeah. Good idea, yeah. I'll go and enlist with Captain Hornblower.
Enjoy.
Keep up the good work.
What is he like?
Yeah. Which part of retirement does he not understand?
We're going to have to do something, you know. Or he'll be turning up every morning.
Oh, it's good to see you again. How you doing, boy?
Meg's right. He really has gone downhill since last week. Poor thing.
Clary said it was okay for us to say goodbye now.
Hello, Bartleby.
Yeah, that was a good idea of Meg's.
Taking it in turn so we don't overwhelm him.
Here, have you got that honey sandwich, Em?
I have, just like George said.
Oh, he would have so loved to have been here.
Yeah.
It's weird. He said he'd phone yesterday, but he never did.
That's prisons, I guess. I'm sure he's okay.
Here you are. Little treat for you.
Who's that with Mrs. Mellor?
Ah, it must be Mr. Appleby, the knacker man.
Oh.
Won't be long now.
Oh. Well, in that case...
What were you doing? That's his mane.
It's all right, Ed.
I did ask Emma.
It's for George.
I thought I could plait them into a bracelet for him.
Oh, that's a really nice idea. Sorry, Amber.
I should have mentioned it.
You'll like that.
Yeah.
So, best say our final goodbyes then.
Oh, Ed.
I know. You've lived an amazing life, haven't you?
Brought joy to so many people.
Goodbye, Bartleby.
What is he doing?
Who?
That... That thing that he's taking out from his car is that a gun?
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
But I thought someone would just give Bartleby an injection and he'd fall asleep.
No.
You are not going to let that man shoot him.
Come on through.
Thanks.
Have a seat. Is there a problem on the farm or something?
No, not at all. We've had a very productive morning, haven't we, Rory?
We have.
So, what's up?
Have you been enjoying your book?
Actually, yeah, yeah. He's a fascinating character.
Good.
And then I mended that sticky drawer in the kitchen.
At last.
Well, I've been meaning to get round to it for ages. Anyway, enough about me.
It is about you, actually, Dad.
Really?
Yes. Adam and I have been talking. We think it might be a good time for you to think about another holiday.
Well, aren't we already doing that, this Scottish castle job?
We are, but...
Any progress with that?
Well, yes and no. I spoke to this factor guy, and he told me that their earliest availability in the school holidays is in 2027.
You mean 26, surely, next year?
No.
What?
That's insane.
Well, it proves what a wonderful venue it is. Still might be worth getting our names down.
Not for that long a wait, surely.
I agree, Adam. No, it was a nice idea, but it's clearly not practical.
Anyway, that wasn't the sort of holiday we were talking about.
No.
So what are you talking about?
We think you should consider taking a holiday.
And we mean soon. With Miranda, if she's up for it, of course.
Well, we went to the Cotswolds recently. When you say soon, as in...
Very soon.
You want me off the farm, don't you?
We wouldn't put it as boldly as that.
But, yes, we think it would do you a lot of good.
It has been a very stressful few months for you.
Well, I won't disagree with you about that.
And we're at an inflection point in the management of Home Farm. We all need to develop behaviours that are appropriate to the new situation.
We know how hard you find it to keep away.
You don't want me sticking my oar in?
It would be a chance for you to recharge your batteries.
And, just as important, to remember that there is more to life than farming. And then when you come back, we'll be able to provide you with solid evidence that Adam and I can manage the place on our own.
I do admire you, no.
Sorry?
Have you heard that phrase, speaking truth to power?
I've come across it, yes.
Well, not everyone has the strength. But you've done it twice in one week. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
So, what does that mean, Brian?
Means I can see what you're getting at. And I must say, as the autumn sets in, the prospect of a few days in the sun...
Well, it really does need to be more than a few days. A proper break.
Yes. Yeah, you're probably right. I'll tell you what, I'll talk to Miranda and see how she's fixed.
Excellent.
That's wonderful. And I promise you, Dad, with the farm, we won't let you down.
Okay, yeah, I mean, injections are probably more common now.
But she's been using this guy for years. Hmm. He's really kind and efficient.
Efficient?
But that's what you want, isn't it?
I mean, it's instant. Bartleby won't know a thing.
You can see what Meg's like. She set this whole place up to give horses and ponies the best possible life right up to the end.
She wouldn't allow anything that would cause them pain or distress.
I hear you. I really do. And I believe you. I know you all love Bartleby.
We do.
But I promised George that I'd be here, and I've been telling myself that I could do it, but now I honestly don't know if I can.
I'm so sorry, Amber. If we'd realised, we would have explained it to you.
Yeah, right.
Well, Amber, you promised George you'd be here, but that doesn't mean standing right next to Bartleby when it happens, does it?
I guess not.
None of us are going to be right by him anyway.
Yeah. Why don't you go the other side of that hedge there? I'll come, if you want.
Oh, would you, Brad?
Of course.
Yes. Yes, I think that might help. Thank you so much.
No problem. To be honest, me too, I'd rather be standing a bit away when it happens.
That was a sticky one.
Well done, Brad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Mr. Appleby's coming over.
I think I'm going to ask my dad if he'd like to hold Bartleby's tether.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Dad? Dad, do you want to hold him?
Okay, get ready.
Oh, Brad, I can't look, I can't look. Oh. Oh, that was horrible.
It's all right. He didn't feel anything.
Oh, I know. Oh, but...
You've been very brave, Amber.
Oh, I haven't. I let George down.
No, of course you haven't.
Oh, I'll never be able to wipe that sound from my mind. Poor Bartleby. Oh,
no, please, don't. It's all right. Let me give you a hug.
Yes. Yes, please, Brad.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're so sweet, Brett.
Oh, no, I mean anyone would.
Oh, I must look a right state. My mascara's gone everywhere.
If you ask me, you don't need all that makeup anyway.
What?
You're all right, you too.
No, it was hard.
Yeah.
Eddie reckons we all need a drink now.
I know I do.
Yeah, definitely. Then on the way back, I need to swing by Home Farm.
How did it go?
Oh, kind of awful, but right, if you know what I mean.
No.
We did well by the old lad.
I'm sure you did, Ed. So, what's up? You still okay for next week?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not about that. I sort of want to clear the air.
Well, you better sit down.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's about George.
I'm listening.
Well, I know we've had our run-ins over him, but...
Yes.
I really don't want it to be a problem between us. I mean, the point is, I don't defend what he did. Not for a minute. It was wrong. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, I'm glad you've raised the matter. You should know that I don't hold you responsible for any of the things George did, and I know it was Emma and Will who covered up for him, not you.
That's right, yeah.
You're an excellent worker, Ed, and there's no reason why his history should affect things between us.
Well, thanks.
But I do think it's probably easiest all round if we simply stay off the subject of George in the future.
What, like not mention his name?
Yes.
Well, that's fine by me. Thanks, Adam.
But let me make this very clear. If George ever upsets or harms Alice in any way, then I promise you, compared with what I'll do to him, prison will seem like a Sunday picnic.
I took Cleo over to the farmhouse, but there was no one about. I don't imagine Gran and Leonard are up yet.
No.
Sorry to be a pain, but do you mind taking her with you today?
Do you think that's worth putting in the recycling?
Well, not with those food stains.
No, you're right.
So...
Yes, it's fine, Stella. She can come with me and Rosie.
Great, there you go, trouble. You're on the school run.
They'll be up by the time I get back.
Yeah, you're a star.
Oh, you know, Toby's having Rosie overnight.
Ah, yeah, looking forward to it. I mean...
No, I know. We can have some you and me time. So, how did the meeting go last night? On your first day, too?
Oh, Pip, it was brilliant.
Were there representatives from all the farms?
Very nearly. Some online, lots in person. There were shed loads of people.
God, they're keen, aren't they?
Isn't it great? And they seem to like me.
So, all your worries?
Say, so far, so good.
God, I'm really pleased.
Oh, there was such a positive vibe, Pip, which you don't always get when farmers are gathered together.
Oh, quite the opposite in my experience.
You know, I feel like I'm at the beginning of something really exciting. Mm. And I feel like I'm going to be able to make a genuine difference.
And how are you getting on with Louis?
Oh, he's a darling. Oh. Straightforward, no edge on him. And he really wants me to take the initiative. I'd almost forgotten what it's like to have a normal boss.
What?
Adam and Rory are welcome to him. But, you know, because I am a farmer, it means I speak the same language as...
Cleo!
I don't believe it.
Paul's trainer!
Why did she stash it behind there? It
beats me. I don't speak dog.
Oh, it's too much, isn't it? I'm asking too much of everyone passing her from pillar to post all day.
Well, it hasn't been straightforward.
I'm going to have to bite the bullet.
Yeah. You have to ask Louis if you can bring her to work.
What if he says no, though? I don't want to have to choose between the job and Cleo.
Don't be daft, Stella. Just ask him.
And here it is. Exhibit A.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Paul.
Well, Cleo's had a real go at that, hasn't she?
Well, she's obviously been squirreling it away because somehow it migrated from Brookfield Farmhouse to near Pip's bins.
Well, looks like she's taken a bit of a shine to it.
I'll buy you a new pair, of course.
Oh, no, Stella.
I must.
Oh, look, they were already quite old. Just the ones I wear to knock about in at home.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got far too many pairs of trainers as it is. Forget about it.
Oh, Paul, you're an absolute saint.
Well, it has been said.
But at least let us, I don't know, buy you dinner or something.
No, there's no need for that.
Look, it would make me feel a lot better.
Oh, well, Well, all right then, if you insist.
I do.
In fact, I was meant to be seeing my auntie tonight, but she's cancelled on me. She's got a date, can you believe?
Good for her.
Well, it's probably too short notice, but...
No, actually, tonight might be perfect. I'll ring Pip while I'm on my way to work and I'll get back to you.
Oh, well, fantastic.
In fact, I'd better get on. Thanks again for being so understanding.
Don't mention it. I'll see you later, maybe.
Yeah, hope so.
Rory, are you at a Slipknot concert?
What? Oh, no, it's the Stags rutting. I'm just checking everything's okay.
I did wonder.
It's the first time Adam's trusted me to do it on my own.
Oh, well done.
Yes, he's in a very good mood this morning. Dad seems to be listening to us for a change. And Adam had a good talk with Ed Grundy about... Well, that doesn't matter. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got a couple of minutes before our first patients arrive. So I thought I'd return your call. From last night?
Yes. Yes. I don't want to be awkward, but maybe it's a conversation for some other time?
Okay.
It's just, with us both being at work...
It's not a problem.
Oh my God.
What is it?
Oh, it's one of the Stags. It's bleeding down its face. Sorry, Paul. I'd better go and see if it's all right.
No, no.
I'll call you later.
No, don't do that! Rory? Oh, don't be stupid. Guys! Mum! I'm nipping over to Home Farm. And I'm taking a first aid kit. Rory! Are you all right? Oh, your arm.
It's okay. Nothing broken.
Well, let's have a look.
I tried to get near the stag, the one that was bleeding, and he went for me.
Oh, just as well you had a hanky. Yeah.
Thank Dad for that. Drilled it into me right from when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just a cut, isn't it?
A gentleman should always carry a clean hanky.
That's probably why I never do. Put that back on it for a minute.
Okay.
Pressure.
Thanks for coming over, Paul. I was going to try to get back to the office, but I couldn't drive the quad and hold my arm at the same time.
Well, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
Bit dim of me, wasn't it?
Bit?
I just saw the stag was hurt and didn't think.
Oh. Sorry, but we need to get this really clean.
I know.
Who knows what muck it had on its antlers?
Yeah.
Just because you have deer on a farm doesn't make them domesticated animals, you know. You need to deal with them at arm's length.
I certainly will in future.
It is possible to handle them, but you have to use a race. And put them in a cattle crush if you need to do any work like antler repair and such.
Right.
Hold that on there while I get some tape.
Okay.
Unless it's a real emergency, the best thing to do is leave them well alone. Which one was it anyway?
That one there. The slightly smaller one.
Okay. Doesn't look particularly distressed.
No.
When I've got you patched up, we'll take a look. Only this time through binoculars.
Okay.
In my experience, cuts to the head always look more dramatic than they really are. Your injury's probably worse than his.
He was so lovely about it.
Oh, Paul's a sweetie.
And it turns out he's free this evening.
Oh.
So I said I'd check with you.
Yeah, sounds great, Stella. With Rosie not around.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Where should we go? The ball?
Yeah, seems easiest.
Great.
Right, I'll message Paul and say we're on then.
Do you know what you're going to say to Louis yet?
Not exactly. Maybe start with a general discussion about dogs and work from there.
Sounds good. Best of luck.
Thanks, Pip. Think I might need it.
How's that? Not too tight?
No, it's fine.
Right. I'll just trim the ends.
Look at him now.
Who?
The stag. jumping round like a mad thing. You were right, Paul.
Hold still.
I won't make that mistake again.
And the other one? All done.
Thank you. My hero.
Are you sure this wasn't just a ruse to get me to come over here?
No, honestly. But when I rang you last night...
Yes?
Well, I did want to talk about us.
There's an us, is there?
Well, there could be. You know, if you want there to be. I was wondering what you felt about maybe dating.
Oh, I'm not opposed to it.
Great.
So, yeah. Yeah, let's see how it goes, shall we?
Awesome.
What are you doing Saturday?
No plans.
Fancy a trip into Felpersham. A couple of bars and a club.
Oh, that'd be fab. Wow, this has worked out so well.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Are you allowed to kiss your patients?
Well, as a vet nurse, it's usually discouraged, but... And in this case, I think we might make an exception.
Oh, excellent.
All right, all right.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
Sorry, no idea when I'm going to make it back from work tomorrow for Jill's birthday, dear.
Don't worry about it, Stella. I know Mum and Dad are calling it a tea party, but it'll go on well into the evening.
Mm.
Just get there when you can.
Alrighty.
So Tracy says the food won't be too long.
Oh, great. I am ready for it.
Oh, I'm glad we could get together tonight.
Likewise.
And thanks again for buying.
Oh, Paul, it's the least I could do.
Anyway, you were saying about Cleo?
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about you, aren't I?
Yeah, I got into a bit of a state about it, I'm afraid. I thought it was a big ask so soon into a new job.
Well, if it was an insurance company or something, but we are talking about farming here.
That's what I told her.
Yeah, and as it turned out, Pip was right. Louis loves dogs, and the only reason I haven't seen him with one is because his old border collie's been at the vets for cataract surgery.
Oh, so he was cool about it then?
Really pleased to find out I was a dog person. Said it confirmed what a good choice they made giving me the job.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Isn't it?
So you'll be taking her into the office every day then?
Yeah, and round and about.
Where is the office anyway?
On one of the cluster farms near Galton.
Well, that's a fair distance.
They've got some old tide cottages that have been converted into workspaces.
Right.
But there'll be a lot of site visits. You know, liaising with farmers, contractors, environmental bodies.
And what will the work involve exactly?
Well, it's very project-based. And one of the first ones is about bridging the hungry gap.
Not the one in early spring.
Oh, no, this is for wild birds. The winter months, when there isn't much for them to eat, I'm going to get an ornithologist to map which species are where and when and what food they're looking for.
Oh.
And then hopefully work with farmers in the cluster to find ways to feed them. You know, perhaps with a grant, perhaps with surplus seed.
I see.
Anyway, Paul, enough about me. How's your day been?
Unexpectedly successful, thank you.
Ah.
It's from Toby. Rosie wants to say goodnight.
To me?
No, to Cleo.
Oh.
I know you taking her to work is going to be much easier all round, but I think Rosie's going to miss her.
Oh, sorry, would you excuse me?
Of course.
I won't be a minute.
Yeah, the last couple of days, Rosie was straight round to the farmhouse as soon as she got home from school.
I don't know, I can't win, can I?
Ah, she'll get used to it.
It's nice that she likes us so much now.
What a turnaround, eh?
Mm. Hey, you.
Oh, hello again.
Are you stalking me, Rory?
I could say the same about you.
I saw you through the window, didn't I?
Yeah, well, I'm just meeting Adam for a celebratory drink.
And, well, I thought we had some unfinished business.
You know, I've been thinking the same, Paul. Saturday was starting to seem like a long way away.
I agree.
So...
What time's it now?
1 o'clock. It's always a bit quieter in the middle of the day. It'll pick up again about 3 when people are checking in.
Well, maybe I could slip away to my office for a bit.
I don't think Dane would like that if he caught you.
Look, I'm not a naughty schoolboy mitching off.
He was very clear, Ian. We have to shadow a full shift.
so you get to see all aspects of the job.
I know, but...
And that it's really important for the senior staff to set an example for everyone else.
There's just a lot I've got to do that's more important, though.
Is there? Really?
But what do you mean, Brad?
Well, I'm not saying your job's not important, but you know, after reception, the porter's the person the guest next has contact with, aren't they?
Obviously.
And the porter is the one that shows them round their room. They're not going to think much of Grey Gables if whoever does it has that sort of expression on their face. No offence.
What sort of expression?
Like you've dropped your wallet in the septic tank.
Well, no, no, of course. I mean, I don't look like this when I'm with a guest.
You did a bit. With that bloke in the sportswear and the gold chain.
Well, he was an obnoxious idiot.
Yeah, you can't let him know that, though.
Yeah, all right. I take your point. You know, what I don't get, though... Look, you're a super intelligent fella.
Oh, I'm really not.
And this is it's just such a basic job. How do you stand it?
You've got to think, it's not just about carrying bags. If someone's travelling, it's always for a reason. So I try to ask them about that. Where they come from, where they're going on to, that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, I didn't find it easy at first. Alonso put me onto it, and he's right. It makes the job much more interesting.
Okay. I mean, I'll do my best, but... I've never been any good at sticking on a false smile.
It could have been worse, you know.
What do you mean?
You could have been changing beds and cleaning toilets like Lily.
Yeah, there is that, I suppose.
Hiya.
Hey, Kirsty. What can we do for you?
I'm hoping to have a word with Justin Elliott. Is he here?
No, I haven't seen him.
Me neither.
I think he might be having lunch here today.
Oh, right. Let's check the bookings. Yeah, that's right. Table for two, 1:15.
Great.
He usually meets his guests in the bar first.
Thanks, Brad. I'll wait in there then.
So, yeah, what Alonso says
No, hang on a sec. Marty Atkinson?
That name rings a bell.
It certainly does.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
What?
We did it for GCSE. She lives across the road from Scout. That's a bit of a coincidence.
No, it isn't.
It isn't?
No, I happen to know that it's one of the names that Martina Woodmansey uses.
Why would she use a false name?
Because she's a food critic.
Oh, and she's going to be eating here.
No, more than that. She's staying. Look.
Oh.
2 nights. Right. When she arrives, I'll take her bags and look after her.
Okay.
We need to make sure she has a superlative experience every step of the way. This is a fantastic opportunity. What?
You've changed your tune a bit.
Oh, well, she could do us a power of good. If word gets out about the poisonings, we're going to need all the positive promo we can get.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Elliott.
Has my lunch guest arrived yet?
Well, there's someone waiting for you in the bar.
Oh, well, very good. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome. Oh, did you hear about Rory?
No, what about him?
Mum said he was in the pub last night with a bandage on his arm.
Oh, yeah, one of the deer went for him.
But Paul from the vets came to his rescue. Weren't that nice of him?
Hello, Justin.
Kirsty, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you. We need to talk.
Yes, possibly, but I'm meeting someone for lunch.
I know, that's why I'm here.
Really? Well, how are you suddenly au fait with my business appointments?
Lillian told me.
Lillian?
When I explained I'd left several messages, but you hadn't responded to any of them, she thought it was the least she could do.
Did she?
So?
Kirsty, of course I'll be happy to talk to you, but I'm expecting my guest at any minute.
Well, let's talk until they arrive then.
Really, it would be better if you...
I've heard that you're selling your shares in BL. Is it true?
Yes, it is.
So what does that mean for Rewilding Ambridge?
Oh, miss?
Yeah?
Have you got a minute?
What is it, Mr. Grundy?
Oh, I just want to ask...
Oh, how did it go with your pony? Bertie, was it?
Bartleby. That's what I'm hoping to find out in a minute, on the phone, I mean.
Must have been very sad for everyone.
I guess.
Anyway, what do you want?
Have you heard anything about the hearing?
Not yet.
Because I filled in the form.
Yeah, I know.
I explained I had nothing to do with that shank. Did they find any fingerprints on it?
Anything like that would be outlined at the hearing, Mr. Grundy.
Because I can guarantee that mine weren't on it. Because I never saw it till the moment it fell out my pillowcase.
And have you written all this down?
Yeah.
So there's not much else that I can do.
What it is, it was obviously planted there. It's revenge. Revenge from someone for something. I can't say what.
Well, that's not exactly a very strong defence.
But why would I have been so stupid?
It's a prison. It's chock full of stupid.
I've only got a week to go. Why would I risk that? And if I was going to hide something, why would I put it in such an obvious place?
Look, you can say all this to the governor when the time comes. Go on, find out about your pony.
Yeah, I will. But I swear I didn't do it.
George, look, if it's any consolation, I believe you.
Oh.
And I will put a word in with the gov.
Oh, thank you, miss.
But at the end of the day, it's not up to me.
Wow.
I've been chatting to Stella quite a lot since she left Home Farm.
Oh, yes?
She asked for my advice when she was applying to North Borsetshire Farmers.
And did you have a chance to meet her new dog? I'm still trying to work out what breed it is.
Oh, please don't change the subject, Justin.
No, there's certainly a lot of terrier in there.
The point is that she also warned me to be on my guard in all my dealings with you.
Did she indeed? I must say that's a bit much considering all I've done for her.
But this just proves her point, doesn't it? What about all our plans? The beavers are arriving in next to no time.
But I'm perfectly aware of that.
Who's going to buy your shares in BL? What are the implications for Rex and me?
Kirsty, you do need to realise that change is just a fact of business life. Chances are taken. Tectonic plates move. But my leaving BL shouldn't make any difference to rewilding Ambridge.
Well, of course it will. Without you on the board, we'd never have got it all off the ground.
But you did. And now you have a 5-year contract for the land.
Which for a rewilding project is practically nothing. Oh. What about when it comes up for renewal? The aunties on the board are going to be looking for any way they can to wriggle out of it.
Oh, come on now. To take that land out of rewilding would be nigh on impossible.
We're still going to have a much harder time of it.
You need to have more faith in yourself, Kirsty. Oh. You'll cope with this, just as you have all the other challenges you've faced.
And what about Peggy's tribute and the beaver release? Are they still going to happen?
Of course. I'm still keeping my own personal stake in the project. There'll be no change there.
Well, that's a relief.
I'm not going anywhere. So if in the future you're looking for advice on how to handle Martin and the others, I can assure you that no one has more experience of that than me.
George! Oh, it's been so long.
Hey, Amber.
Oh, I've missed you so much. I can't wait for you to see your room. I've got it looking so lush. And the lounge too.
That sounds great.
And Emma's cooking your favourite.
Amber.
Yes, my love.
How did it go with Bartleby?
Well, your family were there. All of the adults, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't have been right to take Kira or Poppy.
And we all said goodbye. Gave him a pat.
What about his mince and the honey sandwich?
Yes, yes, Brad made sure about all of that. Bartleby loved them.
I bet he did, gritty old beggar.
And we did everything you said you wanted. It was sad, obviously. Very sad. I mean, I was in pieces, but Brad looked after me. Anyway, poor Bartleby, he's not in pain anymore.
No.
He's at peace.
Yeah, I know he is.
And we can look to the future now, can't we? I'm so excited. Just 6 days, and then we can finally be together.
Yeah.
Are you excited, babe?
Yeah, of course I am.
You are all right, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. Well,
is it Bartleby? It must be really hard for you.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sad that I missed it, you know.
Oh, George.
But I love you, babe, so much, and I am desperate to be with you.
All okay with Ms... what was her name?
Her real name's Woodmansey, although I didn't let on that I knew who she really was. But yeah, we had a great chat.
Awesome.
She was really impressed by the job she had one idea.
Was she?
Yeah, the fact that the head of food was covering a porter's role. Very far-sighted, she said.
So it all worked well then, Ian?
Yeah, I'm going to tip off the kitchen and restaurant staff now. Just make sure she gets the very best food and service that Greg Abels can offer. I mean, without it being obvious that we know she'll be writing us up.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
What do you mean?
She might just be on holiday. Even food critics have to have time off, don't they?
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not taking any chances.
Fair enough.
Brad.
Yeah?
I think I owe you an apology. I've been, well, a bit sniffy about your job.
No, that's all right.
You know, I reckon this shift has been good for me. I was always drawn to the, you know, the art of cooking rather than front of house stuff, but this was the way the guests experienced the hotel. It's, well, you could call it multifaceted, couldn't you?
I guess.
And we all play our part in that.
You're right, Ian.
So thanks for showing me the light.
You're welcome. Oh, mind you.
Yeah?
I ain't really looking forward to the other half of my draw.
Yeah, why not? Who will you be shadowing?
Mick. I really don't think security is going to be my thing.
Got some news for you, Mr. Grundy.
The hearing?
Monday, 15:30 hours.
And how does it work? What's going to happen?
Okay, well, the Gov will check you understand the charge and what's going on, if you've done a written statement.
Which I have.
And whether you're going to call any witnesses.
Cal.
If you think he'll be of any use to you. Then I'll go through the evidence and you can question me.
Really?
Yeah. And if anything's disputed, we clear it up.
Right.
And then you present your defence, call your witness. We all have a chance to question him. Then we go through any other evidence.
Like?
CCTV, body cams, you know, that sort of thing. And then, well, the Gov makes a decision.
Just like that?
And in this case, it'll basically come down to whether he believes you or not.
And what happens if he doesn't, miss? If I get found guilty?
You'll probably get added days.
How many?
Well, they can add up to 42.
42 days?
Given the circumstances.
That's 6 weeks.
Well, like I say.
I can't. If I do one more day in this, please. I'm innocent. Don't let them. I can't. Please.
The figure's face was featureless, and its entire body was jet black.
I'm Danny Robbins, and throughout October, I will be sharing Uncanny Listeners, real-life ghost stories. That's one every single day as we count down to the spookiest time of the year.
Suddenly,
all hell lets loose. The sound of glass smashing, heavy objects being thrown, doors being ripped off hinges. It was coming from the cellar.
I looked up and was staggered to see a humongous black triangle floating silently over the rooftop.
Join me as Uncanny counts down to Halloween every day in October on BBC Sounds.